This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 121. For Thursday, October 29th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts were lower on Thursday morning. The January canola contract is down 50 cents at $535.10 per ton. The March contract is down 60 cents at $539.80 per ton. Nearby Chicago soy oil contracts were down by about a quarter of a cent in early morning trade, keeping pressure on canola values. Weakness in the Canadian dollar prevented further losses for canola as it dipped under 75 U.S. cents this morning. The loonie was lower as global COVID-19 spikes have caused lockdowns in some regions, sparking concerns of long-term demand for crude oil. The Chicago soy complex was lower on Thursday morning. After a spate of purchases made by China, a lack of export demand has weighed on markets. Weakness in energy markets and crude oil have also kept pressure on the soy complex. Weekly export sales estimates are between 1 and 2 million tons for soybeans, 100 and 450,000 tons for soy meal, and 5 to 40,000 tons for soy oil. Rain is expected in northern and central Brazil for the next week, with more precipitation expected over the next 2 weeks. Argentina continues to have a dry forecast. Argentine oilseed workers may hold another strike due to a lower-than-expected COVID-19 bonus from crushing operations. The November soybean contract is down 1.5 cents at $10.55 per bushel. December soy oil is down by about a quarter of a cent at 33.16 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up $1.10 at $3.77 per hundredweight. Corn futures are also weaker on Thursday morning. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of over 1.4 million tons of corn for delivery to Mexico. About 800,000 is for delivery during the current marketing year. Another sale of 140,000 tons of corn were purchased by unknown destinations. Weekly export estimates are between 700,000 and 1.5 million tons. The December contract is down 2.5 cents at $3.99 per bushel. Wheat futures are also slightly lower this morning. Weekly export sales estimates are between 200 and 700,000 tons. Global wheat prices continue to move slightly lower based on expectations that recent rain has improved crop conditions. Chicago December is down 3.5 cents at $6.05. Kansas City December is down a fraction of a cent at $5.43. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down 0.5 cent in the December contract at $5.51. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, October 29th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.